Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Panay,
wow.
What's up?
What's going up, dude? Brother?
How's it going, guys?
Missed that voice.
How's it going?
All right.
It's a quick year. 18 weeks ago? Wow.
I know, right? Isn't that insane that the NFL season came and just went?
Oh, yeah.
It's terrible.
It goes too fast. It's got to be a longer season. I'd be fine with them adding another bye week and splitting up the season. Make it long. I don't know. I got to figure out a way to make it longer. Stretch these.
Well,
it's a good idea. Double bye week.
Well, I think I sent a few of you the, what was like the top 100 shows watched this year or of 2022. And the NFL dominated. I think it was like 90 of them of the top 100 shows. Yeah. It's the king. Yep. NFL is king. Like by far. It's amazing. Really? But, yeah, Panay, welcome back. Hey, does Jeff Saturday ever win on Sundays?
that was a good one.
Or Mondays or Saturdays. They did play that Saturday game where they blew the biggest lead in NFL history. That was good. That was a good one.
I feel so bad for Matt Ryan.
You know what?
Two of the worst games ever.
I'll say this. You made your predictions about the Colts winning 12 games and going to the AFC title game. Like, that was the only prediction that we all remembered and we've been talking about all season. Even that game when they blew that big lead, I just thought of you, Peanut.
Yeah, same.
You know what? It's funny because that's the only one I remember too. And when Josh was like, yo, we're doing the pod tonight, I'm like, oh shit, let me listen to it. Let me see if anyone else made a really, really bad call.
We all did. Yeah. But I think it's just funny that that's the one that stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That is funny.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. Adam had a couple. Adam went with Russell Wilson MVP.
What's the opposite of MVP?
Oof.
But you all, Adam also was like, Cliff Kingsbury is going to get fired right at the end of the season.
And nailed it.
That was
first,
sharp.
First one, yeah.
What's nailed that saying it. About broken clocks? Twice a day, they're right? Yeah, that sounds big.
Yeah.
So. Josh had Bears to get the number one pick. Congrats, Josh.
That's real sharp.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Yeah, we'll go through and we don't have to go through like literally every team and the prediction of what we all kind of said. We could do like Super Bowl predictions. You kind of already said where we would be like the sharpest. I kind of just want to go through each playoff game. We got the spreads. We got the over-unders. Let's handicap it. We'll get into the Jets afterwards and, you know, kind of what their future holds. Panay, I'm sure you have some thoughts. You're a Jets fan. Jets/Colts/Panthers fan, right? You got like three teams.
No, I'm not a Colts fan per se.
No, I know. I'm just messing.
But either of my teams, though, don't have any quarterbacks. We went from Mayfield to Darnold to disaster.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, pretty bad.
They almost had a division there at the end, though.
They did. Yeah.
Yeah. They had a couple wins. A couple wins at the end.
It was weird how they, like, killed the Lions.
I like that coach.
Yeah.
I like the coach, Wilkes. I think he should get a legit shot to come back.
I think Adam definitely gets a gold star for getting the Jaguars' wins correct.
Gold star, the Jags wins and the division, and then instead of betting it, I bet Ben Simmons to win MVP. So.
Wait, what was? How many wins did you say, Adam, for Jags?
I said 9 wins in a division title, and they went 9-8.
Wow.
Division.
Wow. Yeah. Yep. That is sharp. Nice.
You can't see me right now, but I just took a bow.
And then, you know what? Adam threw out that stat. 17 out of 19 teams went from worst to first. And he goes, that's going to be Jacksonville this year.
Boom. Boom.
Oh, my God.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, so I guess, yeah, I mean, since you got it right in front of you, like, what, name some other ones where we were just, someone was sharp or someone was just, you know,
so square. I'm a lunatic. Here we go. Let me send.
The principal.
I sent that to you. You sent it to me. I thought it was like a group chat thing. So I just sent you all the predictions that we made.
Yes. So I'm looking at it.
So there it is.
Looking at it now.
Any other ones that stand out, guys? Or
yeah,
I think everyone. Well, obviously, everyone got Denver wrong for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, Denver, we had 9, 10, 8, 11, 10. They won 5. The other one that was the other big one was the Rams.
The Rams.
13, yep. 12, 13, 11, 13, they won 5.
Woof. Woof.
I almost had the North correct. I had Cincy, Baltimore, and Cleveland right. I got Pittsburgh wrong. Juice almost had the AFC East right. He had Miami, New England, and the Jets correct. He missed Buffalo by 1.
Oof.
Wow.
Very good.
I think we all were also – everybody was really low on Detroit, and I had them at 8 wins. So I just missed that just one. Missed that's one I was – yeah, they were 9-8.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, pretty good. I mean, I think most people – would be shocked by the Denver outcome. That was definitely, I think, the most surprising all year. I mean, that's
Denver, the Rams.
Yeah, and Seattle, right? Would those be the top three?
Yeah. Oh, Seattle. Seattle was another big, different one. That was 5-6-3, 6-5, and they won 9.
Woof. Yeah.
So,
Gino.
Gino. I also listened to re-listened to the podcast today.
Yeah.
Like, when we got to the Giants segment, that was cringe because we all were really, really off.
So I guess that's another
one. That division was just shocking because we were all really low on Washington too.
Yeah, yeah. We were hard on the NFC East and they ended up being really good.
Best division, yeah. It seemed like.
The NFC East.
Yeah, pretty strong.
I also called Jalen Hurts a tight end and he almost won MVP or might win MVP.
So. I was going to say, Juice had that huge steak metaphor going with the steak being terrible and then Philly went 14 games.
You know, I'm just not a Philadelphia Eagles guy, all right? That's just what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. We were probably right about, you know, certain teams like the Texans. Not Bears. I think we were all pretty low on the Bears.
So. Bears, we had 4-3-3-4-3, and they won 3, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely sharp there. Yeah, I mean, I had Chiefs over Rams Super Bowl. And, still in play for the Chiefs. But what was the rest of the Super Bowl predictions?
Paul had Broncos over the Packers.
Not in play.
Josh.
Yeah, I think that's the worst take of the whole thing. That is terrible.
Josh had the Bills over the Packers. Adam had the Chiefs over the Packers. And I had the Rams over the Bills.
I'm looking back. Why were we all so high on Green Bay?
Great question.
I think
they didn't add anything. They lost Devontae. They didn't add any receivers, really. Like, what? Same team brought back.
I think it was all the noise against them or like against Rodgers, you know, and it was like, oh, he's going to come out and just like shut everyone up and they're going to have a hell of a season.
But instead, he just took hallucinogens like all the
time. He took ayahuasca and had a weird haircut and the rest is history. But we'll see what happens with him, obviously.
Rodgers to the Jets? What?
I'm
down.
I'm with it. Let's go, Brett Favre, part two.
who are we as Jet fans to turn down Aaron Rodgers? I don't care how old he is.
Yeah. So that.
Why not?
That tweet. What was that today? Paul, you had sent it, and I sent it to a few other Jet fans. Where it's. Hold on. I'm gonna. I'm going to read it right now. Just give me a... Bear with me here. So Jets fans on QBs. Can't trade for Lamar Rodgers. Too much draft capital and money. Jimmy, always hurt. Derek Carr, trash. Minshew, Brissett, ew, aim higher. Draft a rookie. No, we can't develop one. Okay, okay, I guess we have no quarterback then.
It's true.
I mean,
yeah, I mean all that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's so true.
Like, all right, so what's the move for the Jets?
All right, so we, all right, let's just get like, into that. Yeah, fuck it.
Walk into Aldi and find who's bagging groceries. It's got like tossing toilet paper or something. I don't know.
Well, I think, Paul, we're probably on the same page here. Lamar, right? Is that your top, Paul?
He's my top guy. I'll give up 2 firsts for him and like a second, a third, whatever. Pay him. He's worth it. What is he, 27, right? 26?
Former MVP.
So, no, he's younger than the Georgia quarterback.
No way. So he's like 20, 25?
What?
Yeah, so it's Tom Brady.
Yeah. So I saw that I forgot who posted that, but I saw that right before the national game. They were like, yeah, Stenson, who's 25, about to turn 26, is older than Lamar.
That's insane.
Wow. He was on Georgia with Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb's been in the NFL for 5 years.
That is nuts. I can't believe that.
Who said, yeah, let me, I'm going to look up Lamar's age right now.
Yeah, Lamar's my top. I mean, probably Jimmy G second. I mean, if Rodgers or Brady are out there, but I mean, I don't see either of those happening. But Jimmy G second. After that, I don't know.
I'm not really sold on Carr. I would definitely take Jimmy G over Carr just for the fact that he's familiar with that offense.
Oh, yeah. Lamar just turned 26 January 7th.
Wow.
So he's 1 year old. He's young. I mean, I look at it like every year that you have Lamar, that's like basically a first round pick. That, you know what I mean? So it makes up for it. If you 2 years of first round picks for like 8 years of Lamar, like you take that trade any day of the week. I do worry about him getting hurt though, running so much, and he's not really a big guy. But if you believe the roster is like pretty close to contending, go for it, man. Like, just go for it.
It is. Our defense is so stellar.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
And more people, you get Lamar, other vets are going to come here for cheap to play with all that talent.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much set in a lot of positions. It's just got to get that quarterback, hope for the O-line to be healthy. And they're ready to roll.
Well, we got to pay Mosley again, right?
Oh, I didn't think about
that. I think they're talking about cutting him. Not cutting him, we're restructuring.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
He's owed so much. So they're definitely going to bring over a lot. Yeah. Lawson, I think they're going to will be a cap casualty because they have the two rookies, Clemens and Johnson. I think Corey Davis is going to get cut for a lot of money. But, as soon as Breece, we sound like a broken record, but when Breece and Garrett Tucker went out, the whole season died. Like that was
it really did, yeah.
Destroyed them. So, and they both said yesterday that they're going to be back in time for training camp, which is great, obviously. So I think they're going to get one more receiver, and I don't think they're going to get Lamar. It's going to be Jimmy G or Carr.
Yeah.
So if you roll with them as a starter, which, they're mediocre, but like very respectable starters, I think, especially with this team. Do you have Mike White as the backup and Wilson just like as the third string? Just kind of like you're hoping to, get some of his mojo back as a third stringer, or do you try and trade him?
Is Wilson the next Geno where it's like he's sitting on the sidelines for 6 years and finally comes out?
I know.
Oh, look, this guy did have it.
Yep.
That's what I'm afraid is going to happen. I can see him just like in his mid-20s flourishing somewhere like on the West Coast.
What about bringing in like a younger guy to just compete with Zach Wilson? Like, I would keep an eye on like that Niner situation with Purdy.
Lance, yep.
If Purdy's going to stick, if they're going to go to the Super Bowl and Lance is out there and you can get Lance, it's not going to cost you a first rounder for Trey Lance. What about bringing in a guy like Trey? Instead of going for a veteran, maybe getting a guy like Trey Lance and having him and Zach Wilson compete for the starting job, and whoever wins it, wins it.
Right.
Yeah, there's so many ways they can go. There's so many ways.
That's more exciting to me than going for Jimmy G, who's always hurt, and then you got to take Jimmy G out, and then Zach Wilson's back in. Or you go Derek Carr, which I think he's now you're seeing he's going to be on the downside. And he's never, historically, never done well in cold weather.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he scares me.
Well, what's going to happen?
There's something with his personality, too, that rubs me the wrong way. I think he's just kind of, I don't know.
Is Purdy the starter? Is that it for them?
Well, I think it might come down to what happens here. Like if he puts up a stinker in the first game and they lose this weekend, then maybe Purdy's available for like a third rounder, and maybe he's a guy you take a shot at.
Yeah, you know who lost. But,
If he wins two or three games, you got to think he's going to be their starter long term. I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, Trey Lance, that would scare me. I don't want a project. I just want a sure thing, a proven guy in there with this team. Cause the team.
And how many are NFL a sure thing quarterback?
Not many, right? It's so hard. It's so hard. Most important position in all of sports, you know, it's so hard to get right. But like Paul, like you've been preaching, like, look at all the amazing young quarterbacks in the AFC right now.
Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah.
But I saw a thing today, like Jimmy G, when he's healthy, he's been to what? 2 NFC championship games and a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
He can win. You just got to keep him on the field.
Yeah.
He would do great here. He would do great here, healthy. I think that's what they're going to take the chance on, that, hey, you know, we're going to bring him here. Hopefully he stays healthy. If not, we'll have a competent backup behind him in either White or, God forbid, Wilson.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That's got to be the order, though. It's got to be White backing up, because I think he's a very good backup. And then Wilson, just fucking learn everything. I don't know.
I think with Wilson, it's not anything physical. I think he's just – he nods his head and says he understands and he gets it. I think the coaching aspect of it, in one ear, out the other. So if he just gets his head on straight, he'll be all right. Like Mike Tannenbaum was saying, that he's got to be the guy that doesn't go back to BYU or wherever and train with his own guys. He's got to be in there with the Jets staff. He's got to be in there in March working out with the Jets people in Florham Park, studying the playbook, and then just do anything that the Jets ask him to do and be the best teammate can be. And then, you know, let him be the backup. He should be too. Mike White is not a starter. Like, he can be a backup.
Yeah.
But if you're going to have him in that backup position, I'd rather groom the number 2 pick overall to be the backup. Right.
Yeah, I think if you're going to keep Zach Wilson, like, you can't just keep Zach Wilson and say, hey, you're going to be holding the clipboard as a third stringer. I think if that's the situation, if there's no road for him to start next year for the Jets at any point, I think you got to see what you can get for him in trade. And I know it looked bad at the end of the year, but then you look around the NFL and there's so many teams that need a quarterback. Like, I think you're not going to get the second pick of the draft back, but you'll get something back, at least something you can use. You know, it'd be such a waste to have him on, you know, with that cap hit, you know, not as a non-factor on the field. It just doesn't make sense, I don't think.
Yeah.
And like, he's so young that I know he was in there. They definitely admitted it. They rushed him, and he probably should have sat for 3 years, right? If you bring in a guy like Jimmy G, and Jimmy G is a starter, let's just say for 2 years, Zach Wilson sitting for 2 years holding a clipboard, I know he's the number 2 pick, but he's just going to learn how to be a football player. I think he's so young that he doesn't know how to be a leader. He doesn't know how to be a football player. He doesn't know how he's supposed to act around teammates because teammates hate him. Like, if he's just a good teammate and a guy, Jimmy G's going to get hurt or whatever's going to happen to him, and like organically he'll be the starter.
And I think they did him zero favors. Like, even Saleh and the offensive coordinator admitted it. They didn't have any experienced offensive coaches around him at all. LaFleur was a first-time offensive coordinator, right? And he's what, mid-30s? He's a young guy doing his first-time job. And their quarterback coach, he was even younger. His highest level that he coached at was, I think, a quality control coach for Denver. And before that, he was a coach at Wagner. Like, you can't – these are the guys that you're grooming the number 2 pick with. That's pathetic. I know, tragically, they had that Greg Knapp, I think. He died in the bike accident. He was going to be the QB coach.
Oh, right. Forgot about that.
Right? Like, that happened like a week before training camp, and he was going to be that guy. So, but they never really replaced him. I guess it's hard to do. They said they wanted to make the QB room quiet and not have so many voices in there, but like looking back, they really screwed that up. He didn't have a voice around him to guide him.
I don't know how you guys felt about Mike White, but I was believing the hype.
Me too.
Until he couldn't finish that Viking game.
Like the Lotus.
He got us back and then just couldn't.
But like, yeah. Seal that. I hate to do what ifs, but if Berrios catches that, how does the rest of the season go? What's the narrative?
Yeah.
Right? Like, I believe in that butterfly effect shit. Like, he catches that. Sure. It could be a completely different season. I don't know.
Yeah. I think that could have been definitely a turning point right there.
Yeah.
And I think a healthy Mike White definitely beats either Detroit or Jacksonville at home. He was not healthy at all for the Seahawks.
Oh, yeah.
He couldn't do anything.
Yeah. It was.
I thought he had like, I'm like, this guy has like 8 broken ribs after those two shots that he took.
Oh, God. And that showed me something in Buffalo.
When the, you know, the Jets come up, it's the end of the year, right? The Jets didn't make the playoffs. All the talk is about what they're going to do at quarterback. But I think that's half of it. The other half is, I think your coaching is lousy.
Yeah, not the best.
You know, LaFleur should not be the offensive coordinator. He's a year in his 30s, trying to coach Zach Wilson, who's also young, and I feel like LaFleur doesn't know what the hell he's doing. And for Saleh to be this big defensive get, like, how many yards did the Dolphins rush for on Sunday? And they had Skylar Thompson. You know that they're running the ball the entire game, and they still ran all over the Jets.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about Saleh. I think some guys are just coordinators, and I think he's one of those guys.
Yeah.
That's a Todd Bowles kind of guy.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I'm willing to give him another season, but he could be on the hot seat if they don't start out.
One more. If they don't make it next year,
he's gone.
They got.
Yeah, 100%.
The stuff that's just driving me nuts is, like you said, like the other things, the clock management against Detroit. When remember that game?
Yeah,
that
was
Wilson
bad.
catches the ball for first down. You have 3 timeouts left for like I think 50 seconds left. They're rushing up to the line. It took like 20. Call it, like, what are you doing, man? The whole stadium is saying timeout. If you don't have that feel, like, I just don't trust that you ever will.
But my whole thing is, if you're Woody Johnson, right, and you're going to keep Saleh for another year, fine. Next year, even if they win, let's just say they have 8 wins. I know they had 7 this year. If they have 8 or 9 wins and don't make the playoffs, I don't think he's keeping his job anyway. So if you can get Sean Payton, right, who is like, you know, he's probably the hottest coach that's out there. I would get him in here and just say, Saleh, sorry, it didn't work out. Right? Like, Mike McDaniel's great in Miami, but their owner is probably ready to kick him to the curb if he can get Jim Harbaugh or Sean Payton. And I think that's the way you kind of have to be.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. You know, who's the quarterback, like, wherever Payton lands? Like, is it a quarterback he's bringing with him, you know, like Willie Beeman, or is he going somewhere where there's already a quarterback?
It might. I don't think that matters, really, because a lot of people are saying that, like, if he goes to Denver, what's he going to do with Russell if Russell Wilson stinks, right? But I think if Sean Payton goes somewhere, he's probably going to be there for a long time, right? Yeah. So you got time to figure out. They're not going to give him, like, a 1 or 2 year deal. He's probably going to get, like, an 8 year deal. And that gives you time, and no one's gonna, like, he can lose the first season or struggle, and that's fine. That's probably growing pains for being a new coach in a new place, but he'll get a quarterback. He'll get one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I wonder, I heard Peter Schrager talking about, because Peter Schrager works with him, and he was saying, he talks to him a lot, and, like, really, Sean Payton, like, a lot of what, like, the team he wants to go to goes into, like quality of life. So, like, he wants to, like, be somewhere, like, a city that, like, he, like, loves, or an area that he really loves. So I'm, like, curious to know, like, where he's from. Like, I haven't really looked into that, like, what he's into, like, where he lives now. That kind of will tell you maybe where he's aiming towards. But I got to think any of the Florida teams are attractive to him.
I don't know why he doesn't want to go back to New Orleans.
Or that. Right?
Maybe it's one of those been there, done that, let's try something new.
Yeah, it could be. Could be. Yeah, because, I mean, if I got to think, if the Bucks lose Monday, Bowles will probably be out. And if, you know, maybe Tom's like, oh, I'll stay if, like, Sean Payton's a coach. Why not that?
So, Sean Payton, born in California and went to college in Illinois.
Well, it's funny you say that because I'm looking at that Charger game on Sunday. And if they blow that game.
That could be a spot.
He's gone.
Oh, Herbert. Yeah.
He's sitting there. You got Herbert sitting there. They got all the offensive players. LA, not San Diego. But that's a pretty desirable place to live.
They'll always be San Diego.
That's lined up pretty nice.
And I'm sorry, that coach is an idiot. They were in the same position that the Giants were in, where their seed was locked, everything was done. Why are you throwing Mike Williams out there and Bosa to get hurt? And they did get hurt.
Are they out?
Bosa got hurt too?
Yeah, Bosa got hurt and Williams. They said Mike Williams had trouble even getting on the bus. He was so banged up.
Fuck.
Now they're saying today they're saying he's okay. You know, it's a game time decision. He'll probably play. Bosa's probably out.
He coaches like I used to play Madden.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? After a couple of cocktails, you're just like, all right, 4th and 3 on my own 7.
Why not?
Why not?
It's a blizzard.
Why not? Sure.
Yeah. All right, so let's dive into the weekend slate. It's a good one. It always is. Best reality show on TV here. So first game, the Seahawks. The overachieving Seahawks and Geno Smith going into San Fran or Santa Clara to play the Niners. This is the biggest line of the weekend. It's 9.5. And the over-under is... Give me a second. I wrote this down.
Let's see. Probably 40?
Close. 42.5.
Okay.
So... Yeah, where's everyone going here?
I think it's going to be closer than they think.
Oh.
Division.
Okay.
Yeah, division game. Purdy, I mean, he's been great, but this is a big jump up to all of a sudden you're starting a playoff game at home when you're expected to be, you know, the dominant team. I think Kenneth Walker can control a game. If they're able to run the ball, it's very difficult against San Fran, but anytime you got weapons like Walker, Metcalf, Lockett, divisional game, and you got a great coach on the sideline, Carroll. He's got a ton of experience. It's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be one possession game, but I'm still going to roll.
Yeah, I agree 100% with that. Oh, I agree 100% with that.
So you would still lay the points, Paul?
No, not lay it. I think they'll win, but it's going to be a one possession game.
Oh, so you would take the points with the Hawks with the points.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I'll go next. I mean, I'm thinking, I don't know. I'm thinking it's close in the first half and then the Niners just pull away. They seem like a second half team. There's a few games this year where they just like went off in the second half. So I'm saying Niners and over.
Okay.
Who wants to go next?
Well, I'm liking the Niners as well. I'm liking the Niners as well. That defense is just pretty incredible. And then to add their offense, all you got to do is hand it to McCaffrey, hand it to Debo. You know, Ayuk's actually doing stuff now at the end of the season. I think everything's just falling in the right place for San Fran at the right time.
Okay.
Yeah, so out of all the games, this is the game that scares me the most that's going to wreck my parlay. Because I could...
It's the first game, Juice.
Yeah, no, I know. I'll have a five or six game parlay, and I'll be done after this game. Because even though the Niners are great, like, can't you see Purdy throwing a pick six early or having some turnovers, and then Seattle jumping out 14-0, and then they have to climb out of that?
Yeah.
You know, climb out of that with a third-string quarterback, Purdy, and then it's like, oh, you know... Clock struck 12 for Cinderella. But, you know, the Niners are good. They're going to have Debo back. I'm still going to take the Niners. I agree with Adam and Paul that it'll probably be closer than we think.
Wait, Adam, did you give your
Yeah, I agree with Paul. I think the division thing is big. I think if the Niners had to pick between Detroit, Green Bay, and Seattle, the Seattle would have probably ranked last, only because of the familiarity thing. And I look at the line, I see 9.5, and I'm like, ah, man, doesn't it feel like they want you to take the Niners? I know it's like one of those things.
Yeah,
like, hey,
I know.
Hey, just 10, all they got to do is win by double digits against this team that's really struggling, kind of backed in. But, yeah, I think the Niners win a close game, and I think it's going over, too. I think the Raiders a couple weeks ago, I think they kind of figured some stuff out against the Niner defense, and I'm wondering if Seattle can do kind of the same stuff. So I'm going to go with Niners by a field goal and over.
Okay.
I think Shanahan, if he had to pick, right, like he would love to coach against Dan Campbell because he's just a meathead and doesn't know how to manage the clock. And then Matt LaFleur for the Packers is a moron. That guy's an idiot. But now he got Pete Carroll. So that's tough, right? That's a lot tougher.
Yeah, so I'm
Familiarity there, too.
Yeah, I'm looking at the two games they played this season. So they went to get – so they matched up in September and December, which is like two totally different seasons in this league. 49ers.
Jimmy G.
What's that?
It's Jimmy G, right? Was it Lance or Garoppolo?
So it was September 18th. Lance got hurt that first week, right? Which was the 9th?
Right.
Yeah. So it was Jimmy G. Niners routed him. They beat him 27-7. That was in Santa Clara. But then December, Niners beat him, but only beat him by 8, 21-13 in Seattle. So yeah,
that's what I can see. I can see that. I can see that score happening.
So I could see it. Yeah, I think I like Seattle. I think you guys just talked me into it. Okay.
I can see a lot of running, a lot of clock going down.
Yeah. Well, the Hawks like to air it out though. I could see like a Tyler Lockett bomb. You know, I feel like that happens quite a bit. Metcalf
and
Candy on the field. All right. The night game, which is. A great quarterback matchup. We got the Chargers, the San Diego Superchargers at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jaguars hosting two Saturday night games in a row. How about that?
Yeah.
Did you see that crowd too? The last game? It's electric there.
Duval.
Yeah.
Duval.
Yeah, it was
that place looks like a party. They got pools in there and
yeah. It seems so dead, I feel like, during the season. Like, I feel like it's always half empty. There's a lot of fans from other teams.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they're at the beach.
Yeah, exactly. But the crowd was electric Saturday night. I'm sure it will be again. They're actually dogs, though. 1.5. And over under,
which
is 47.5.
Yeah, see, I think that they're asking to take Jacksonville, right? I feel like everyone, rightfully so, they've been playing great. They're playing, you know, they're meshing together. Everything's clicking. But the Chargers, didn't they won, what, 5 in a row before?
Well, the Chargers last week? Chargers are coming into this winning 5 out of their last 7. But Jacksonville's coming in winning 6 out of their last 7.
Yeah, both hot.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the highest scoring game for the weekend. It's going to be back and forth. It's going to be a great quarterback play. This is tough. But every time I watch the Chargers and, like, if I didn't take them, rooting against, like, Eckler, Allen, Williams, Herbert, it's very difficult. And it's just, like, how are these guys ever going to get stopped? So I'm going with that. I'm going with, the better quarterback in Herbert. Even though I think Peterson is way better coach than Staley.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, 1.5, it's practically a pick 'em. I don't know. Like I was saying before, I think the crowd was so electric, and I don't know. I can see the Chargers, you know, kind of like, you know, taking a early lead and then just blowing it in the end. And Jags, you know, they're getting 1.5. I actually can see them just end up winning, like a tight one. So I'm going Jags, and I'm going over.
Yeah, high scoring. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Panay.
I think this is going to be the closest game of the weekend. I think everyone's going to be like at the edge of the seats the entire fourth quarter, and it's going to go back and forth. But what you said, if Bosa's out, I mean, that changes, I feel like, a lot. Like, he's
huge playmaker. Yeah. He's in. I'm going to go Chargers. He's out. I might actually go Jacksonville. Just because they're super hot right now, just entering the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah. Juice.
Yeah, this game I really don't know. For me, it's flip a coin. That's why I was like, I think before I was telling you guys, you know, sell me on either way. kind of don't know. If I had to pick, if Mike Williams is playing, I think I'm going to go Chargers. And I don't know, I hate to do this too, but I'm still like, last Saturday's game is fresh in my memory, and Josh Dobbs almost beat the Jaguars. It took a fumble recovery for a touchdown to win that. So, and Herbert's a better quarterback. So I'll say Chargers, but I don't know. I might change it. I don't know.
Bosa, I looked it up. He's a full participant in practice. So
oh, okay. He's good, oh, good. He's good to go. Good.
All right. I'm going Chargers. That's my pick.
Okay. Okay. Adam.
Go Chargers.
I know where Adam's going.
I'm going to ride by Jaguars.
Yeah, of course. Picked up
the preseason. I really like their front seven. Even when they were losing early in the year, I feel like they were in a lot of those games. Like, I'm just remembering back to like that Giant game. I was like, man, the Giants really can't move the ball against this defense. The defense got much better. And then once like ETN came in, that kind of changed things for them also. So I think I like Jacksonville to do enough on defense. I think they'll turn Herbert over. Neither guy's played in a game like this before yet. I don't think. I don't think the Chargers have played. I don't think Herbert's been in a playoff game yet. Or am I right when saying that?
I think so. This is his second or third year.
His third year.
I think they lost to the Raiders on the last day of the year last year. Herbert was like really good in that game though. I think Herbert's going to be really good again. But I think Jack's going to make a play first or two.
First season, he's in it.
Yeah. Okay, he did. Okay. So I'll go Jags by a field goal, and I'll take the under.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, it's gonna be a fun one. It's gonna be a fun one. So then we go to Sunday, and this one will probably be a stinker. It's kind of weird though. It opened. So this is Bills, Dolphins at the Bills. Opened at 10.5. It's down to 9 now. It's kind of weird.
I think this is Bridgewater.
Oh, Bridgewater, yeah.
It's not Tua, because I think in the beginning we were thinking Skylar Thompson's going to be the quarterback, and he's horrific.
Horrific, yeah.
But they're saying Bridgewater most likely will be the guy, so I think that's why it went down.
Wow, he moves the line 1.5? That's crazy. Yeah, I mean, I'm going Bills all the way. I know that's the obvious choice, but I just don't see how the Dolphins have a chance. I mean, I know they played a tight game in Buffalo like weeks ago, but it's just too different. I don't know. The Dolphins have been weird all year. And over under on that is 45.5. I'm going to go over just because I can see the Bills routing them. So, yeah, Bills and the over for me.
I think the Bills are going to win. I think it's supposed to be 12 degrees there too.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's January weather.
I'll say this. I'm rooting for the Bills to win the Super Bowl if the Giants don't do it, obviously, but I want the Bills to win, but Josh Allen been turning the ball over a lot. So if he's, especially in the red zone too. So, you know, hopefully he'll clean that up. Hopefully this is like a tune-up game for the next two games, you know? So Bills.
Okay.
Yeah. I also have the Bills in a route, you know, DeMar Hamlin just coming out in the fields, leading that team and everyone fired up. Like I just see the Bills just taking over. And a side question for Tua: Does Tua play football again? I think he'll be back next year, but man, if it happens again next year a couple of times, then it's you got to kind of end his career, right? Right. Like, how many concussions can one have in a season?
I know. It's ugly.
Without ruining the rest of your life.
I think if Miami can find an upgrade, they'll try to do that also. I would rule that out.
Absolutely. I think they're going to do that. But yeah, so he's definitely out for Sunday, correct? Tua?
Yeah, we would have heard it by now.
Yeah.
Coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. So, who didn't pick yet?
I didn't pick. I'll take the points.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does Mike have a gun to your head right now? Or
I don't know. It just seems like a little too much a little too much groupthink where like everyone is on Buffalo. So I'll just say, hey, what's the line?
Nine.
But I'll say Buffalo by 8.
Okay.
Buffalo by 8, and I'll take the under.
So you think a backdoor cover happens, you know, when the Bills?
Yeah, like something stupid happens in Miami covers.
Okay. Okay.
So you know what? I will say about Miami, I could not believe how amazing Tyreek Hill did this year. I didn't think he was going to be that.
Except when he's guarded by Sauce.
Sauce! Yeah. Yes, Sauce.
Yeah, he's been great. He should be top 5 like for MVP, right?
Hill?
Wow.
Yeah, he's quarterback. He's quarterback proof.
He made that team go. I mean, without him, they'd be definitely shit.
That's true. No, he's amazing. He really is. He's must-see TV. Paul, did you pick?
No. Buffalo by a billion. Yeah, I think it's just a route. I don't see – if it's Thompson, man, they're not scoring more than 7. They couldn't get a touchdown last week. We all know about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's because they played one of the best defenses in the NFL. I know. You should have heard about our wager. We all did. What
yeah
was it?
Well, yeah, say it.
Every team to score a touchdown, everyone did but the Jets and Dolphins.
Yeah, that game.
Oh,
wait,
no.
Wait, I didn't track the 4 o'clocks. Did everyone score?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, quick. Wow.
Actually, no. Everyone quick but the Giants. The Giants got it, like, either the third or fourth quarter. No, the but, yeah, they got it.
Yeah, Giants got it.
No, but I'm saying I think it was like kind of late in the game.
Yeah, it was third quarter.
Still,
but a lot of them in the 4 o'clock games, it was like boom, 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 just like all the other ones. It was the Jets and Dolphins. Wow. I thought like special teams, turnover to get it close to the end zone, and
isn't that weird though? I was saying how I looked it up, how every week there was at least one or two teams that couldn't score a touchdown. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
It was two teams. But it was the same
game.
It'd
be cool if you could kind of pick it and, like, not, like, take out. Like, you're allowed to take out one team or two teams.
Yeah.
But, I know, that's not how they
But that happened a lot, though. That happened a lot, though, where it was literally just one or two teams couldn't do it. So it's, like, an easy win if you get that concession there. But, yeah.
Yeah, Bill's big. I know it's, like, whatever, basic. But I think they roll them.
Yeah, I mean the Hamlin thing. I mean the that guy scoring the two kickoff returns, which is so crazy, right? In this day and age, because no one kicks off it. Like everyone, you know, booms it into the end zone now, or out of the end zone. So to have that happen twice, same guy, that was incredible. Yeah, they're gonna be fired up. Adam, are you willing to bet that? Like actually bet that?
With Miami cover?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's a big boy bet.
I'll do it and lose.
Oh man, should be
so apparently it's gonna be a ton of rain for the Niners Seahawks game.
Like, really
crazy.
Yeah. California's been getting weird weather. It's been overcast and rainy, and they have these bomb cyclones and floods and a whole bunch of shit. It's crazy.
Yeah,
that's interesting. That favors Seattle probably, right? They're used to the rain.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I think it's gonna be a good game.
Yeah, I think I like Seattle now. So then, all right. Well, actually, should we save the Giants for last, or should we go right to that? Should we go in order? What do you guys think?
Yeah, go in order.
All right, go in order. All right. G-men at the Vikings. We just saw this a few weeks ago. It was a great game. Vikings won on a what was that, like 60-yarder field goal to win it. I don't know. Everyone and their mother is on the Giants. The line is 3. The over-under is 48.5. This is actually the biggest total or the highest total of the weekend, which is kind of weird coming from these two teams.
Yeah, really stupid.
That's weird,
I don't get
right?
that.
I don't get that either. I don't know what Vegas is telling us. I don't know. I want to take the Giants so bad. But it's just weird because I don't know. I never understand that when it's like, oh, when everyone's betting this way, you should bet the other way. Like, I don't know. Do teams think like that? Like, are teams thinking like,
no,
oh,
just
think
the
like
generic
that?
Gamblers think like that.
Yeah. No. Like, are the Vikings thinking, oh, everyone's betting on the Giants. Fuck them. We're fired up. Like, I don't know.
I think they're aware of what the point spread is. They'll be like, oh, you know, 14-point underdogs. Like, you know, screw you.
Yeah.
I don't think they're paying attention to the vetting flows of the. Yeah, you never know, though.
You never know.
The theory behind the whole, hey, everyone's betting one way versus the other way, is that the bookies usually make a lot of money. So if everyone's betting one way, they're like, yeah, the bookies will probably make money on this.
Yeah,
somehow.
That's true. With that being said, I'm going Giants. I really think, you know, they're so well coached. This is one of those giant teams, 07, 2011. I don't know. There's something special about them. I think they at least win one. You know, I keep joking that they're going to the Super Bowl. You know, I might place a little wager on that. They're, I think, plus 550 right now.
Numb the pain.
Yeah, numb the pain, exactly. At least, you know, go in there winning. So I'm going to go Giants to cover, possibly even win the game. And I'm going to go under. 48.5? I don't know. So
that's high.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, this is tough. I'm for sure going under because I think the Giants' game plan will be, they're not an explosive offense,
say the least. Yeah.
Obviously not. Like, it's ball control, like dink and dunk way down the field, screens, like whatever. I think Barkley's going to have a huge game. Vikings are not very good on defense. I mean, Mike White put up 550 yards against these guys. They've been giving up yards all year.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, these Giants drives are going to be super long, and they have McKinney back to match up with Jefferson, which is huge because he torched them that first game, and Hockenson. So having McKinney back is big. Man, this is tough. Kirk Cousins, I can't. No, I'm not doing it. I'm going with the Giants.
Okay. Who wants to go next? Panay, you go next. Let's let the Giant fans go last.
All right. So I honestly cannot wait to see what Kirk Cousins does to celebrate this victory.
Whoa!
Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Put those chains on. Skull.
You're such a dirtbag.
Skull. We've seen Daniel Jones in his prime. This is the best we're going to see of him. Two words, five syllables, Justin Jefferson. That's all he needs to know. I don't care who you're matching up with this guy. He had the catch of the year already. Guy's incredible. Add Hockenson in the mix, Thielen, Cook, Madison. Whatever the points the Giants put up, the Vikings are just going to put up more.
Wow.
You should join the WWE with that kind of villain. Yeah,
that was good. God, that was pretty good.
That was good. Oh, man. All right. Okay.
Shout out to Dan Math, big Viking fan.
Oh, that's right.
Also our league champion.
Nice. All right. Who wants to go? Juice or Adam?
I'll go.
Okay.
So Vikings, 13-4, point differential, -3. So they got outscored this year. So basically they had the point differential of an 8-9 team. A couple weeks ago, obviously the Giants played it pretty tight. I like how confident the Giants are. Like, that conversation was always, hey, we'll see you in a couple weeks. I can't wait for the rematch, yada, yada, yada. I think the Giants feel like they're going to win this game. I like the way the defense is playing. And this is going to sound really stupid, but I like that the Giants got a touchdown from Kenny Golladay on tape, because I think that is going to be something that the Vikings are going to have to think about now, that they maybe didn't have to think about
before. I agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, just, hey, look, Galladay's got a touchdown now. Like, that's a guy who might be in the mix now. I think they're a hard team to game plan against. I've been saying this all year because nobody knows who's going to catch the touchdown or who's going to get the ball. They don't score a lot of points, but I think they'll do enough. And I think Thibodeau's going to have a huge game. I think he's going to wreck the game for Minnesota. So I'll go Giants 2017. And obviously that's an under. So yeah, I'll go Giants 2017.
Okay. All right. And what, I wonder what Galladay anytime touchdown is going to be at. That should be interesting. No?
Check it out.
Galladay touchdown, Giants win, and you could buy a condo in Boca.
It might be too early to post that, Paul. But check. Yeah, check. Who knows?
Plus 1,000.
Ooh.
Juicy.
That is so juicy. I might bet that after the pod.
Lawrence Cager, 700. Former Jet great.
Really? Who's that? Lawrence Cager?
Yeah. Lawrence Cager. Yeah,
he actually had a good game last week.
He was on the Jets the opening game against Baltimore, and they freaking featured him like he was so part of the game plan, and he sucked, and then they cut him.
I don't remember that.
Side note really fast from Sunday. I don't know if anyone was watching the game, but Davis Webb had his family in the booth, and he had his parents on one side, and like five empty seats over was his girlfriend. So I guess they don't really get along.
No,
that's amazing.
They kept showing the box, and there was only three people in the box, and it was the parents on one side of the box, and on the far end on the opposite side was the fiance or
sitting,
girlfriend.
Or sitting, or were, like, was someone standing?
No, sitting. They were in the seats.
Oh, wow.
it was odd. I don't know.
Okay. All right, Juice.
All right, I'm quoting the great Jim Fossil, God rest his soul. All my chips in the middle of the table, going all in. I guarantee the Giants win.
Whoa!
Wow.
Send it in, Jerome.
And it's going to be easy, too. It's not even good. We're not going to sweat this one out at all.
Wow.
I'm telling you. Because this is what they're going to do. They're going to run the ball with Saquon Barkley about 40 times, and they're going to dominate the clock. And Kirk Cousins won't even have a chance to be on offense. And when he does get on offense, their offensive line is so banged up. I think Leonard Williams and Dexter Lawrence are just going to eat up the middle, and he's not going to have any time to even – I'm not even thinking about Justin Jefferson. I'm more worried about the tight end, Hockenson, getting the ball a little bit. But those, like, spectacular deep plays to Jefferson, not going to happen because he's not going to have time to throw it.
All right, Juice, sell me on a prop we need to take for the Giants for this game. There's one prop you're taking. What is it?
Well, I said I think Saquon's going to have a huge game. They're going to run him into the ground. But if you want a receiving one, I'm going to say Isaiah Hodgins. Touchdown.
Oh, I agree. That would be my pick, too, Isaiah Hodgins. Or a guy we never doubted all year, Richie James.
What about?
So it wouldn't be Daniel Jones over in rushing yards? What does that say?
Yeah, that's a good one,
I like that, too. The I don't think they have that, those up yet.
Do the Vikings have a pass rush, though?
Those numbers are going to be high. Yeah. Right? Like, I don't know if you get a lot of value on that.
What's Hodgins and Galladay anytime touchdown parlay? I wonder what that's. That's probably really juicy.
If you're getting Galladay plus 1,000, you don't even need a parlay.
That's true.
Yeah,
I get greedy. I get greedy though. Yeah.
everybody was laughing and was upset when like Galladay finally got the touchdown, and they were kind of like sarcastic about it. I was really happy for him because unlike Kadarius Toney, he's still on the team. He's still the teammates still like,
yeah.
Include him in everything. He's very engaged. It just, whatever, he busted out. It is what it is. But I was happy to see he got a touchdown, and Dable went right to him right after on the bench. And yeah, maybe they can stick some plays in. I'm not saying he's going to score touchdowns, but maybe get some catches, you know?
Give him some credit too for like a guy like held to that esteem a couple years ago to have to play in a game like this. Like when Barkley's in street clothes and Davis Webb is getting his first start. So, yeah, I think give him some credit for that, for staying engaged for that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But listen, bet the house, the mortgage on the Giants.
Wow. Bold. Okay. I can't wait for that game. I mean, I just can't wait. I'm actually going to be watching with a few Giant fans and a Vikings fan. So, should be fun.
Who's the Vikings fan?
I think Josh just made this the most exciting game of the weekend.
Jamie, she's from Minnesota. Paul, you actually met her when you were up here. She babysat Gigi.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's from Minnesota?
From Minnesota, yeah, big Viking fan.
Oh, yeah.
yeah, I can't wait. The rematch.
That's cool. That's tough for her, man. She's going to be around all those Giant fans.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see. Juice, the guarantee. Okay. Let's see. All right, Saturday. Should that have been the Sunday night game, or is 4:30? Nah, 4:30 is more prime time, right? That'll probably get more of an audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ravens-Bengals is a Sunday night game, and we just saw them this past week. Obviously, you know, different circumstances. I mean, is Lamar playing? Like, do we know
yet?
Yeah,
I think he is. He is.
He is. It's confirmed? Okay. So
I think he could have played last week, but the game didn't matter.
Didn't matter. So I watched that whole game. You know, I had Red Zone on. Ravens kept creeping back. You know, I mean, they were getting 14. Obviously, I think they lost by more than that. I think 17. But, like, they kept, like, kind of, like, making it interesting at times. And then they would have, like, a stupid turnover or whatever. I don't know. I kind of – they're getting 7. The over-under is 42.5. I'm going under for sure. And I think the Ravens cover the 7. I don't know if they'll win. I think the Bungles end up winning. So yeah, that's where I'm going. Ravens to cover.
Okay, I got the Bengals by double digits.
Okay, so double digits again. Okay.
Yeah, the only thing that scares me, Jackson, like, he's been out for a month now, right? So you just kind of get thrown into a playoff game on prime time night game against a division rival, like. Tough, man. Going against Burrow, I can just see him lighting up that secondary. I just can't go against Burrow. So, yeah.
Okay.
Bengals in the over.
And the over. Okay.
I think they score 30+.
Yeah, it makes sense. Fuck, I might end up changing this, but I'm gonna stick with it for now. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next. All so, right. I don't have a stat for this like I did for the season pod, but I don't think, like, everything we've said so far, like, every team that's expected to win has won in every prediction so far, pretty much, right? Like, even the games where we picked the points, the underdog, like, we have the favorites winning, right? So I think one team's going to be sneaking in there that's not supposed to be there for the next round. And I think Baltimore, of all the teams, probably has the best chance to do that. So I'm going to go Baltimore wins outright. Ooh. 20-17. I think J.K. Dobbins is going to go off in this game. He's been on a tear at the end of the year. They sat him in the last game of the year, so he basically had a bye last week. I don't think you're going to be looking at the same Baltimore team this week that you saw last week. I like the familiarity there. I don't think I think if Cincinnati could play a different team, much like San Francisco, I think they would have picked somebody else. Like, to have to play this team for the third time this year is probably not what they want. So I'll go Baltimore 24-10. And yeah, under. Baltimore in the under.
Convincingly, 24-10.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Holy moly,
indeed.
So, Adam, you know what, Adam? I really like where your head's at. You know, you're, like, changing my thought process, but not really, because I'm still going to go with Cincy. No, but I do like everything you said with Dobbins coming back and everything. I just think Cincy's just a juggernaut, and Joe Cool is just going to come out and do his thing.
Okay. And Juice.
Yeah, look, I want to pick Baltimore in this game. I really do, for all of the reasons Adam said, but I think the one thing that's just swaying me away from that is Lamar Jackson hasn't played football in a long time. So I'm going to say Cincinnati, and I think they'll cover the points too.
Okay. It's going to be interesting. I didn't even think about Dobbins there and they're just, you know, Harbaugh, he's a great coach. You know, I think they're just like a disciplined team. But same with the Bengals, Zach Taylor. No one, you know, people don't talk about him enough. He's a good coach. So, I think it's going to be a tight one. I don't know. Who knows? Bengals offense is pretty explosive. It's fun. So, okay. And the Monday night game. The Dallas Cowboys at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Cowboys are the favorite here. 2.5 point favorites. Over under is 45.5. Does anyone else want to go first? I really don't know.
I feel like you look at this game and you're like, all right, this is Dallas. Tampa hasn't played well all year. Like, Tampa doesn't have it shit together. You know, that Dallas D's has been pretty good. That run game is excellent. So everything's leading for me towards Dallas. And then it's just the same thing we talked about in the pregame or the pre-pod. Tampa has Tom Brady.
Right.
So it's like all the positives for me are going all in the Cowboys' way, and then Tampa has Tom Brady. So it's like, what do you do there? So that's a tough one, but I think I'll go with Dallas to win this one and then lose in the next round.
Okay. So Dallas to cover the 2.5?
Yeah, Dallas to cover the 2.5.
All right. Who wants to go next?
Yeah, I'll go with the Cowboys. Even though they beat them, Buccaneers beat them 19-3. Was it the first week or second week of this season? Either that, first or second week.
That happened this season?
Yeah, Tampa Bay beat them 19-3 at Dallas.
Wow, I don't know why I don't remember that, like, at all.
That's when Dak got hurt.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So yeah, they just completely stopped him. But it's week one. A lot of things changed from there.
Yeah.
I think this is one of my, like, the best offense I've seen from Dallas in a long, long time. I like this, how they spread everything out. Parsons, obviously, on defense. Lawrence. I don't know, man. This is tough. Like, Brady in the playoffs, Bowles can cook up a really good game plan. And they have so many weapons, Evans, Godwin, and it's tough. I'm going to go with the home team, though, in Dallas. I think they're under immense pressure, especially Dak.
Bucks are the home team.
Bucks are the home team?
Yeah.
Oh, they won the division.
Won the division, yeah. Oh,
shit.
But you wow. know half the crowd will be probably Cowboy fans. So
we'll be Dallas fans. Yeah. I'll stick with my gut. I think Dak is going to ball out. So Cowboys in the over.
Okay. Juice.
I told you to bet your mortgage on the Giants, your house. If you have car payments, if you have a car, if you have a college fund for your children, put it on the Buccaneers.
Wow.
Wow.
Lock it. Tom Brady is 6-0 against the Cowboys. The Cowboys.
Juice, you realize how shitty your Tuesday and Monday night could be if you're guaranteed Giants lose and you're guaranteed Cowboys win. Disaster. Your two teams.
Listen, the Cowboys have been playing terrible lately.
They have.
They shouldn't even played anybody last game the way they came out. So flat. If they don't get the running game going against Tampa, that's going to force Dak to throw a lot more. And he's been awful. It's been understated how awful he has been this year. I'm going to say, and I'm not betting against the Warlock, especially in the fourth quarter. So I'm going to say Tom Brady, big game from Mike Evans. He's going to get the ball to Godwin. Playoff Lenny is going to run. I will take the Buccaneers.
Okay.
Lock.
Playoff Lenny, huh?
Is that like playoff P? Paul George?
Yeah.
Adam, go.
I'm going Cowboys 45-7.
Wow. the complete other way.
Yeah. So
it's a way to Tampa follow it up. Yeah.
Tampa goes 8-9. Point differential is negative 45. So really, it should have been worse than that, but their division was so bad. They needed to come back from like 10 down to beat the Sam Darnold Panthers to clinch the division at home 2 weeks ago. I don't know. To me, like, if this wasn't Tom Brady versus the Cowboys, like, if you just took all the narrative out of it, the Cowboys would be the biggest favorite of the week, in my opinion, when you consider Tampa's 8-9 record. The Cowboys, I think, when they go 12-5 or 13-4? I know they lost the last game. It looked ugly. But, you know, I mean, the game didn't really matter that much. So, yeah, I think they win this game comfortably. And I think Brady's on the first plane out to Miami. I Brady leaves the game. He's going to go to South Beach, and next year he's going to play for the Dolphins. So, yeah, that's what I think. I think Cowboys win. Game goes over. Tom Brady's with Tyreek Hill next year.
I'm not wavering. I'm not wavering.
So, yeah, I mean, this is such a tough one. Cowboys did look pretty good against the Titans. Obviously, the Commanders, yeah, that was a kind of like a whatever game. They did come back on Christmas Eve against the Eagles, but they looked terrible against the Texans and the Jaguars. I don't know. They've been one of these. I know they had a good record, but they've been one of these like up and down teams all year in a way. I'm just so afraid of this game being close in the fourth quarter with like 5 minutes left. Tom Brady has the ball, or 2 minutes left, you know, whatever. And Tom Brady just covering this game or winning this game, honestly. Mike Evans was incredible last week. Not last week, 2 weeks ago. I don't know. I'm going to say Bucks. I don't know why. I think Brady has some magic here. You know, they win one game and then they'll lose like the next round. But yeah, I'm going to say Bucks to win this, a nail biter. And I'm going to go under. So... But I really have no idea. This is probably the hardest game for me all weekend. I don't think I'm going to include it in a parlay, to be honest. This game will be
technically Monday counts as next week. So you're
yeah,
good.
After I lose my parlay, I'll see what I want to do with this game. But yeah, this is a tough one.
So So what's the game of the week? Like, what game are you guys?
Oh, Giants Vikings.
Really?
Yeah, Giants Vikings. Yeah. For me.
Yeah. Yeah, local team. I think it's gonna be one of the closest games. Yeah, a lot of star power: Jefferson, Barkley.
Yeah,
I like it
for sure.
Should be a fun weekend.
Oh, it's gonna be great.
Baltimore, Cincinnati too.
I love that. I love Jacksonville. You know, Chargers, Jags.
They're all good. They're all good.
Buffalo, Miami. I'm really. I don't really care too much. But yeah, the Monday night game is great. Even Niners Seahawks might be good. Yeah, I really just don't like that Bills Dolphins game. But I'm kind of interested
What's
that?
At least we just get to watch Miami get clobbered. So that's
yeah, good. Well, I'm a little more intrigued now that Adam's taking the fin. So I'm a little more intrigued by that. So
yeah, I'll take a little backdoor. Maybe I'll buy it up to 9. We'll see what happens, or 10. Yeah, try to get it to double digits.
10.5.
I
mean, fuck
I did mention yesterday.
What's that?
I bet TCU yesterday. I bought it up to 14, thinking I might need that extra half point.
Oh, that was. Oh my god, that was.
What was the final score?
65-7.
I don't think the scoreboard didn't go that high. So
imagine having TCU plus 57 in like a 20-game season and lose.
Unbelievable! Oh my god! Man. Yeah,
Max Duggan had that touchdown. To make it 10-7, and I was like, okay, here we go.
I know.
This is something. And then, yeah.
Yeah, so. Never was the same. They kept showing him on the sideline.
Yeah, I loved...
He had a puppy dog.
Pollock, I don't know if he meant to do it purposely, but throwing a little shade on Alabama, that was great.
That was amazing. And Saban's right there like, bro, you see me right here, right? Like, do you think he said that and like didn't realize, oh, fuck, like Nick Saban's right here? Or do you think he did that intentionally?
Pollock's a Georgia guy, so I think he did it intentionally.
Yeah, it's true.
You know.
Yeah. But Bama, I mean...
poking the bear.
Yeah. I mean, Bama, I mean, the way they beat Kansas State, I mean, they probably should have been in the Final Four, right? I mean...
I believe they're... Yeah, that's one of the best four teams, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know what the, you know, college football needs to do to get this right.
Well, they're changing it. They're doing... They're going
to
12.
What are they doing? What are they doing?
They're going to 12, not the next year, the year after. Or maybe it's next year. I'm not sure. It's either next year or the year after.
Well,
it's coming, though. It's
2024 is when, I guess, they're like, consolidating all these teams, right? Like, SC and UCLA go to the Big Ten. Texas and...
Yeah. Oklahoma going to SEC.
Yeah. All this weird shit that's happening.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I know.
It's going to be... in UCLA in the Big Ten.
It's like, and just think UCLA, like,
or, like, you know, Wisconsin, like, option football. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Exactly. Why are they doing that? So what's happening to the Pac-10 or Pac-12?
It's,
whatever the fuck
it's just
it is.
All TV and money, and it's just, I don't know. There's no reason for it.
I think the end goal, money, it's money. The end goal is to just get rid of all the conferences.
Or to have four, right?
Off, they want to break
like
off
have a couple
NCAA.
Conferences.
They want to break off from the NCAA. They want to do their own thing.
That's what I think.
That's crazy. That's crazy. So what are the big four they want to do? Big Ten, SEC, and what are the other two?
I think it might just be like the big two.
The big two, honestly. Like, honestly. Yeah.
Big Ten and SEC. Those are the two that are always going to be there. Because they're trying to poach like ACC teams already. And
yeah. And pack, yeah. I don't know where Big 12, you know, like, I guess they'll split that. And then,
I mean, think about that. Like, Texas and Oklahoma are the Big 12, right?
Yeah.
Can you just imagine them just going? That sucks. Like, if you grew up in that like, rooting for them.
I know. It's bizarre. And where would Notre Dame stand in all this? Obviously, Big 10, right?
No, they're still solo.
Oh, they're still going to.
They're independent. So they can kind of. Yeah, as long as they have the NBC contract, they're good.
Okay. It'll be Big Ten, SEC, and then Notre Dame.
Yep, just chilling. So
it kind of reminds me of like when the old Big East broke up in college basketball, which was heartbreaking for I think all of us.
Heartbreaking. Grew up on that shit.
Yep.
Big
it's
East
not
basketball
the same anymore.
Yeah, Big East basketball. That used to be the Big East tournament. Used to be one of my favorite events all year.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Now we get this shit.
Yeah.
freaking.
Yeah.
I know. It's tough. Weird. College is definitely weird now.
Yeah. But all right, guys. Anything else? Anything we didn't get to?
Yeah. NBA. We didn't talk about this Nets run yet.
Yeah, I thought we would just do NFL for this one, but
I just wanted to mention. Just I had to throw that one out there. We're rolling.
Yeah, this is 18 really...
and two last 20. 18 and two last 20.
yeah.
And there's good news. Good news with the knee. You know, that's I think the best news they could have gotten.
Yeah, honestly. For sure.
That's true.
For sure.
That's true. Yeah, Nets are hot right now. Knicks are I don't know. They were hot, then they were cold, then they were hot. Now I don't know. That loss last night really sucked. They're just an average team. That's it. Maybe a little above average.
If they won last night, I would have been like, you know what? This team could be legit. And then
they could never just win convincingly. Everything's got to come down to the wire, whether they win or lose.
But they were up 16. So
in the third.
We know what we should have done. We should have logged into the FanDuel Bucks.
I know.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
I got it at plus 200 when they were down 10.
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Nice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nice. You were all over that. Okay.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? I don't think the Bucks are going to lose this one.
Wait, did you guys want to do Super Bowl picks or no?
Sure.
Like revised Super Bowl picks?
Revised
or?
Super Bowl
yeah,
picks.
Revised.
Yeah. Okay. I like it.
All right. Let's see. Who wants to go first? Pressure.
So I'll go with the Chiefs, Eagles, the top two MVP candidates. They're the top two, right? Hurts and Mahomes still?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I just don't think. First of all, how does this work, though, with the home field for the AFC? So if it's Kansas City and Buffalo in the AFC Championship, it's on a neutral field?
Correct.
Yes.
See, this is like changes my pick a little bit because if it was at Buffalo, I'd pick Buffalo. If it was at KC, I'd pick KC. Neutral. I mean, where's the game going to be?
Indy, probably.
AFC Championship game. That's such like a big home field advantage.
I don't know if it's going to be Indy because Indy's in a dome. I feel like they're going to try to mimic the cold
like
weather,
the outdoor weather. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot.
Might be in like Cleveland or something.
No, I like that a lot. That'd be you know because I feel like in Indy it would have been almost like making it like almost like a Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Because Super Bowl is usually in a dome. I like that if they do an outside stadium. Fuck it. Do it at Lambeau. Yeah.
Oh, man. That'd be great. Cool.
That'd be cool. It never happened, but that'd be awesome. Or maybe Chicago they might do. Who knows? We'll see. It should be interesting.
Cleveland.
Yeah. So, wait. So you say Chiefs-Eagles.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, Giant fans, but I don't see anyone going to Philly winning at the link.
Yeah.
You know, who's going to Philly and winning? That's tough.
Mm-hmm. And who's going to win that game?
Let's go Chiefs. Mahomes gets his second ring.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go next. I'm going. Actually, no. I'll go last because I have a story. Someone else go.
I'll go because it's boring. I'm going to agree with Paul. I'm going to say Chiefs over Eagles.
Okay. All right. Juice, Panay.
Juice, I'll let you go.
I am going to say, also, I really, really want Buffalo to win it. Not only just for the DeMar Hamlin story, but I think for going to four Super Bowls in a row and not getting one, that like it's long overdue. So I want Buffalo. I don't think it's going to happen. My pick is going to be Cincinnati Bengals over the San Francisco 49ers.
That'd be a fun one, too.
Burrow over Purdy.
Wow. So Cincy over San Fran?
Yeah.
Nice. So that's a rematch of the well, they played each other twice in the 80s, right?
Was it twice? Or I think only one. I don't know. But yeah, I know definitely they played each other.
Oh, no, it wasn't twice. Yeah, it was definitely just one. It was Boomer Esiason versus Joe Montana. So a rematch. Nice. Okay. Panay?
All right. I think there's going to be a lot of good games. Cincy-Buffalo, I think Buffalo edges that one out. And then you have Buffalo-KC part two. I'm going to take Buffalo to win that one, and I'm going to go Buffalo over San Fran. And I would love Purdy to make it to the Super Bowl, and then you have the Niners with this, like, three-headed, like, quarterback situation on the offseason. It's like, what do you do? This guy took you to a Super Bowl. You have Trey Lance, Garoppolo. Like, I thought that would be a cool storyline, too.
Okay.
So, yeah, Buffalo over San Fran.
Okay, so Niners, Purdy goes to the big game. Two of you guys taking that. Where's the Super Bowl being played? I keep forgetting.
Arizona,
New Orleans.
No, three of us just threw out.
It was at SoFi. It was at SoFi last year.
Yeah,
it was at SoFi last year.
Sorry, my bad.
Oh, good. And I think it was at.
Where is it? Arizona.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes, because it's the same as the waste management, right? Is that like going on around the same time?
Yeah.
Wait, the what? Waste management.
The golf tournament, the most fun golf tournament
of the year.
Ah, okay.
So is that the most recent Super Bowl from who played there last? The Steelers, Cardinals, was that the one that was in Arizona? Because the Giants and Pats were there, right? The
Giants and Pats in 07, but I think it was back there again after that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
So it is in Arizona where the Giants won in 07. That was the 07 or the 11 one?
07.
11 was in Indy.
Okay, 11 was in Indy. Okay.
That's right.
I think it was Indy, yeah.
So I'm going to do a little Jersey Jerry, the signs. This Giant team is very similar, in my opinion, to those two teams. You know, one of these, you know, overachieving, everyone doubted us type teams. And every time last time I doubted those two teams, they went and won the Super Bowl. So I'm going to go Chiefs Giants.
Oh my God.
weird prediction when the Giants are going to be out the first round.
Wow. Chiefs over the Giants won't win it. You know, of course I'll have like a little wager on them and you know, they'll make it all the way there. They probably won't win it, but, so I want to tell a little story. Because I think I teased this in our group chat that one day that I had a story about the 2011 Giants Super Bowl. So during that Super Bowl, that was what, January 2012, I guess, I was living in Battery Park. Now, I was like, Paul, you know this, and Panay, you probably know this too.
Yeah.
Jets were supposed to go to the Super Bowl like that year, right? Rex was declaring it third year in a row. Obviously, Victor Cruz, 99 yards on Christmas Eve. Hearts broken. Giants make this magical run. I was like beside myself. You know, my wife's a Giants fan. I got Giants fans all around me. So, Super Bowl, I didn't go out and do anything. I didn't go to any bars. I didn't go to any parties. I just stayed home and just watched it by myself. Because it was brutal. Giants Pats again. 4 years later, I got to endure this. This is fucking brutal. So, stayed home, watched it. Of course, Giants win. Whatever. A few days later, there's supposed to be the parade, right? Guess where they fucking had the parade lined up and started?
right outside my fucking building
on South End Avenue in Battery Park. So,
of course, terrible.
So, of course, I had to get to Midtown that day for work. I had like a meeting or whatever. So, shouts to Noah, shouts to Kev. Kev Sprague. They both live with me. They both text me because they left before me that day. You don't want to come outside. You do not want to come out to South End Avenue. And I knew exactly what they're talking about. So I had to sneak out the back of the building and somehow avoid South End, which is pretty hard where my building was. Luckily, I avoided it all, got to the subway, and missed everything. Of course, I saw Giant fans all over the city. But, yeah, that's my 2011 story. So I'm not doubting them anymore, so I'm picking them to win the Super Bowl. Fuck it. Giants over Chiefs. Let's go.
Oh, man. I need a cigarette after that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a good feeling about this Giants team, so I don't know.
Plus 5,500.
Bucket.
All right, I got a trade for you. What about Quinnen Williams and the – what pick do you have, 13?
Yeah, 13. Yeah.
Quinnen Williams and 13 to the Chicago Bears for Justin Fields.
Oh, I don't know. Leave Quinnen Williams alone.
No. First of all.
No.
Too much?
Like, in theory, maybe it could make sense, but Joe Douglas would never trade for Fields after he passed on him. It would just look terrible.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah.
That's true.
Because he, you know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Is Fields that good?
We don't know. We still don't know. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not really sold on him. He can run.
He had so many, breakaway, rushing touchdowns. Like, I feel like I never saw Vic or Lamar have that many. Right?
I think he was sixth in the NFL in rushing.
It was insane. Every week he'd have, some, 60 or 70 yard, rushing touchdown. Yeah. But
his vision just seems a lot better. Vic would rely on straight up speed, just getting away from guys. Fields knows how to really he looks like a running back.
Yeah.
Like a straight up running back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have the Bears have a dilemma, right? I think Tannenbaum was on TV today saying he would trade Fields and just start over because then if you take Bryce Young, you have Young and the full 5 years on a rookie deal, whereas if you continue with Fields, you're on year three, and then you have to pay him. But the thing is, the bust rate for quarterbacks is 50%. So what if you take Young, and same thing Tua, he gets hurt or whatever because he's so small, or he's just not good, right? And then you gave away Fields.
I think you got to
draft one of the. Either Will Anderson or the defensive tackle from Georgia. I don't think you could take a quarterback and trade Fields and do that again.
No.
In my opinion, I don't know. Cause if you bring Bryce Young in, he's going to be in the same situation with a bad line, no receivers. Mm-hmm. It's I don't know. How much better would he do than Fields? Hard to say.
Yeah.
You'd have to be sure that you're all in on Bryce Young.
The next guy. Yeah.
Yeah, if it was Peyton Manning that's in this draft, sure.
Right, yeah,
but yeah. I mean Bryce Young. I'm not sold on him.
Neither am I.
Like a little twig out there.
He weighs 185 or something, and that's he bulked up to 190 or something.
Yeah, he's really small.
And he runs a lot. He runs around a lot too. I'm afraid he's gonna get crushed some of these plays.
Yeah.
And the Bama track record, not great, even still.
No.
It looked like Tua might do it for a minute, but now it doesn't. The one guy that's doing it right now is Hurts, and he transferred. So.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Good point. Yeah, Mac. Eh. And, if you keep going back, it gets worse. So, yeah. Should be interesting. All right. What else? Did we miss anything else for this weekend?
I think we're good. We're good.
I just want to say this. I hate the Green Bay Packers.
I don't know why you hate them so much. You always beat them.
No. It's not even, it has nothing to do with the Giants or anything like that. It's just the organization is just run with such stupidity. Always. It's just mind-boggling shit. Drafting Jordan Love, first round when you still have Aaron Rodgers there. They never spend money on anybody. They never sign anyone.
They're giving up Devontae.
Like stuff that they do. And I think LaFleur is the biggest idiot of all time. How do you lose big home games every year and don't get fired.
I know.
I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going anywhere. If he leaves Green Bay, I think he's retiring. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's done.
Yeah. But,
I think he'll come back. He's going to collect his money.
Maybe.
But he looks. He looked bad, though. He looked like Goff looked better than him on Sunday.
He didn't look good at all, I didn't think.
Terrible.
Yeah, he did have one like that was like one throw that was amazing to was it Dobbs?
I think it was Watson, right? Or well, maybe
who's 87? Dobbs, right?
Dobbs. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a perfect throw to him that would have been a touchdown. He would have like just ran in that Dobbs dropped.
You know what's going to happen? Rodgers is going to come out in like a week or two on like the McAfee podcast. Explaining how many injuries he played through. And this is the most hurt he's ever been.
Rodgers had three broken fingers. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is the most proud he's ever been with how they fought back. And it's like, all right, bro.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. But yeah, I don't know.
They've had Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers for 30 years or maybe even more than 30 years and two Super Bowls. Like, get the fuck out of here.
It is true.
That is pretty disappointing. Yeah.
A lot of playoff games lost at home.
And Lambeau is not this scary place. I'll play at Lambeau tomorrow. Fuck you guys.
It's really not.
I might have lost a couple $100. But I should know. I should know better.
No, I was talking to, like, and the fans. Yeah, it's not this intimidating place. The fans are like extremely nice. Shouts to Rymac. You know, Paul knows him, college friend, Jet fan. He went to that Jets Packers game. He said they were the nicest fans he's ever been around. He said like everyone was like after the Jets won, everyone was like congratulating him. Like what? Like,
good job.
Yeah, like one older woman, like he was talking to, she's like, "This is your first time at Lambeau?" And he's like, "Yes." And like she started crying. Like, what? Like,
no way.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's a different
thing. Meanwhile, if me and Adam wanted to go to a Giants Eagle game in Philly, I think they'd throw batteries at us.
Yeah, they would. That's a thing.
It's probably not in the cards for us.
Yeah.
is that the worst environment to go to?
I think so.
What would you say is the worst stadium? As a visiting fan.
Yeah, probably Philly, right?
Probably Philly, yeah.
Philly, if you're in the division, yeah.
Yeah.
Even out of the division, I think they're just like, they're dirty people.
The best one is Miami. you're going with half your fan base.
Yeah, big party. I mean, LA, probably the same thing.
Yeah.
Probably one that was like used to be really like, scary was old Oakland. The Raiders.
Yeah, true.
The Black Pit.
Raiders.
That used to be a scary place. You know? That
By the way,
shithole stadium.
Jets are at Vegas and Giants are at Vegas next year. I'm trying to hit one of those games.
Wow, they both go there.
What if they're back-to-back and we just stay there for 2 weeks?
We just stay there.
Oh, God.
I would die.
Yeah.
That's it.
2 weeks in just Vegas? Fuck.
Plan my funeral for the week after.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Derek Carr revenge game. It's happening.
Derek Carr, where's he going to be? Oh, my goodness.
Colts or Titans?
Okay.
Yeah. I think the Colts.
That's a very Colts move.
Yeah. Yep. What do you think, Panay?
Let's bring in another Wash quarterback.
I can see that.
13 wins with Carr, Panay?
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever live that one down. That was a bad prediction.
I think that might be a perfect way to end this pod.
Hey, let's give him credit. He picked 7.
Yeah,
he did the most by far.
Yeah, you were the sharpest, actually.
You were actually the best.
Yeah.
With the worst prediction, other than Russell Wilson winning MVP.
Yeah, actually, there was so many bad ones. Yeah, there were so many bad ones.
I had the Broncos winning the Super Bowl. Nothing beats that.
Yeah, I mean, we all had the Rams. Yeah, actually, we were all pretty bad. I don't know why that Colts one just stuck out, but whatever.
Because everyone was so low on them, and I just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
At least with the Rams, we were all on the same page.
Broncos same. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Good point. Good point.
Seattle surprised us all.
Yeah. Those were the four. Yeah, those were the four. Giants, too. I guess those five were the most surprising.
That whole division. No one got anything right in the NFC East out of all of us.
Yeah. It was almost the whole division almost won made the playoffs. It's crazy.
Yeah,
Commandos were right there. Yeah, yeah. So, all right, guys.
Who's the QB for them next year? Oh, sorry.
No, for the Commandos.
Yeah,
that's another team needs a
QB.
Yeah,
Sam Howell
might be pretty good. They might be in the mix for another quarterback.
They run it back with Wentz. See them,
maybe they get Carr too. No, Wentz is. He should retire. He's terrible.
Yeah. That's so.
Yeah, Heineke's better than Carr.
That's so
better than Wentz.
That's so crazy about Wentz, man. He had an MVP season, gets hurt. Foles leads his team to the play to the Super Bowl, wins the Super Bowl, and he hasn't been the same since. He's like cursed.
No,
like legit.
Yeah,
like, that's horrible.
I really think it was that and Doug Peterson, man.
Yeah,
you know, he was that good of a coach.
Crazy,
because he was with he went back with Frank Wright in Indy. That didn't help.
Nope.
Peterson's a hell of a coach.
He is. Myrtle Beach.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on again, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Of course, man.
Absolutely. Another fun one. Thanks for coming on. Yeah. We'll do it again.
Hey, Pine, go to hell, Pine.
Oh, yeah. Josh, how many Trey Young cards have you found?
Oh, yeah. Nice little prank today. That was funny.
I'm still finding them all over my apartment. It's terrible.
When's the last time you found one?
I think like a week ago. I found one in my pocket.
That's great. You went into his drawers. Oh my god.
Definitely. Oh my god. Definitely don't look. Definitely don't look into that Giants book that you have.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ. Man, you fucking asshole. Running there right now.
You should have gave it to like the doorman. And then he calls up Josh. You have a
oh my god.
It's another good one.
That's amazing.
Oh man.
That's amazing. That's so good. Oh shit. Alright guys, take care.
Later.
Comb your hair.
Yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome.